You're listening to National Bag on killradio.org. Welcome to the second hour. We finished up the last hour with a song from Eagle Quest. Those are some friends of mine. One of them's local, the other one's in New York. It's called Blue Free Fall. They're an unsigned band that's off their demo. Let's see. Started off last set with X doing Los Angeles. Following them, another LA band from the 80s, Community FK, doing The Vision and the Voice, which sounds like it should be off their first album of that name, but actually it's off their second album, which had a different name altogether. After that, there's Kirlian Camera with Blue Room, another song from the 80s. It's going to be a recurring theme here. And then we had Eagle Quest with Blue Free Fall. Right now, under me, we're listening to Raymond Scott, Little Miss Echo. This is off his one of his albums, Soothing Sounds for Baby. From actually from the 60s, really early synthesizer pioneer Raymond Scott, doing a song intended for 12 to 18 month babies. So if you're older than that or younger, you might not be appropriate for you. We'll let this play for a little bit. And then after this, we'll do some Kim Wilde. Kim Wilde, probably best known for Kids in America. And then a few years later, what was that cover she did? I don't remember. It wasn't very good. But Kids in America, she's best known for. Not going to do that one. I'm going to do another song. It's called Words Fell Down. Kim Wilde, there'll be a lot of Kim Wilde on this show. I'll just warn you. Kim Wilde's really one of my favorites. You know, everyone sort of has that person who they think has been underappreciated and, you know, sort of makes their own. And Kim Wilde's probably mine. You know, she's really just known for those two songs. So Keep Me Holding On. That's Keep Me Holding On. That's her other hit. That one and The Kids in America. Both, well, the first, Kids in America was good. Keep Me Holding On, not so good. But, you know, Kim Wilde's first two albums really both were just amazing. Just every song, really, on her first two albums were good. And after that, it sort of started to tail off. But, you know, her first two albums are kind of golden. So we're going to hear something off her second album called Select. It's Words Fell Down after this one by Raymond Scott. Thank you. You're listening to National Bag on killradio.org. National Bag. Let's see. What do we have there? We have Kim Wilde with Words Fell Down, followed by the Stockholm Monsters with Happy Ever After. Then we had Blind Mr. Jones, Eyes Wide. Blind Mr. Jones, sort of a Other Ran shoegaze band. But they had a few pretty good tracks, and that was one of them. And then we just heard Death in June, Break the Black Ice. Originally from the Corn Years album. That I actually got that off of the bonus disc of the reissue of The World That Summer. Came in that like granite case. Seemed a little bit like overkill, but you know, there you go. Break the Black Ice. Right now underneath me, you're listening to Jay Dilla with So Far to Go. That's off the Shining Instrumentals. Jay Dilla, otherwise known as JD, producer. He passed away recently. Jay Dilla.
Everything is clear. just disappear. We don't just disappear. We don't just disappear. We don't just disappear. Just disappear.
and don't give up with your assistance. Step by step, we must get nearer. But the path must be clearer. When the sun will not rise, we have lost our paradise. We rose your heart patiently before the treasure king, heaven and rose your heart patiently before the treasure king, heaven and
look around you. Is there anything you need? If you follow our way, we'll pass a fun day. Therefore, we rose your heart before the tragedy occurs. Have it in mind, and don't forget.
doing, waiting, waiting for you. I want you to dress and go. No, you don't, do you don't?
Just had Field Mice with So Said K. That's available on LTM Records. That's a great label out of England. Started back in the 80s, I think, and now mostly do reissues of stuff from the 80s and early 90s. I actually started that off with another album off of LTM. It's Future Conditional, but that's actually a new album, one of the few new albums that they release. Sounds like an old album, but an old song. It's called We Don't Just Disappear. It's a title track off their album. Followed that up with another new song that sounds like an old one. This one, because it's a cover, it's M.I.A. with Jimmy. It's a cover from a song from Disco Dancer, an old Bollywood film. That's great, actually. If you do Netflix or one of those kind of things, I highly recommend it. Followed it up with Setu Javu, Have in Mind, then Fuzzbox, Console Me, and then finally the Field Mice, So Said K. Right now we've got the Drudy Column doing Otis. This is off the soundtrack from 24 Hour Party People, that movie that came out a couple years ago, two or three years ago, about Factory Records. It's also off the Vinnie Riley album, Drudy Column with Otis.
Yeah.
Hips with A Crazy Kind of Normal. Before that, it was Q Feel with Dancing in Heaven, Orbital Bebop. That's from the soundtrack to Girls Just Want to Have Fun, lesser known 80s movie starring Sarah Jessica Parker and Helen Hunt, which in retrospect, to me at least, seems like sort of an odd fit, but somehow worked. And it's a pretty good movie. I don't think they actually ever released the soundtrack, but that was released as a single at some point. Q Feel. I guess I would call them a one-hit wonder, but I don't think the song really was ever a hit. It should have been. That was a good song. Right now we've got Vangelis, Damask Rose from the Blade Runner soundtrack. Coming up on the end of the show here, this has been National Bag on killradio.org. Thank you for listening. To finish up with another song from a friend. Goes by SAV or Sean Aaron Vandoor. This is actually a karaoke mix, the vocalist mix of the song. It's called Time Is On Your Side. I like his vocals, but I have to say the vocalist mix really does it for me the most. Time Is On Your Side, SAV.